Niazi El-Tuhafi spent decades removing tumors and infected tonsils from his patients. Like many Iraqis, this ear, nose, and throat surgeon had moved to the United Arab Emirates, just a hop across the Persian Gulf, to seek more opportunity. But because of his age, El-Tuhafi was forced into retirement. And in the UAE, if you don't have a job, you lose your right to live there. He was faced with taking his family back to Baghdad, where he returned frequently to work at a clinic.
In 2012, my clinic, me and my brother clinic, has been bombed and three people killed. My wife's brother, their shop, they're having a store bombed and maybe six people killed by car bomb. And killing, killing, killing. When they indirectly, they retired me, ISIS was about 20 miles away from Baghdad. 20 miles. So, no way. I said, I cannot go to Iraq because I would be dead.
And by ISIS, he's referring to the extremist group Islamic State in Iraq and Hashems. His daughter discovered Drury University in Springfield and was admitted as a student. Niazi, his wife Nahla, and their other two children also moved here. They went through the legal channels of immigration, they say, and today they're seeking asylum in the United States. Asylum is defined by the American Immigration Council as protection or residence granted to foreign nationals already in the U.S. who meet the definition of a refugee. Niazi El-Tuhafi says he understands President Trump's desire to keep the U.S. safe from extremists and feels it's within the president's right to ban whomever he wants. But El-Tuhafi is also concerned that the manner in which this order came down will give fuel to ISIS propaganda. El-Tuhafi says he is also very concerned about the refugees who have fled their homes because of the chaos and lawlessness in Iraq and Syria.
People, they're sleeping on the desert. People sleeping on the ground. They don't have water to drink. They don't have food to eat, they die.
In November, 6 out of 10 voters in Greene County cast their ballots for President Trump, who had pledged to do pretty much what he's done in this executive order. In some nearby counties, Trump voters made up 8 out of 10 voters. I ask El-Tuhafi if that makes him feel unwelcome or awkward living here.
No. American people, they are great people. We have a lot of American friends, some of them Republican, some of them Democratic. I have a friend, he told me this, that's 2 days ago, and I'm not exaggerating. He said, Niazi, if anybody try to take you out from this country, I'll go to prison for you. That's he will stand and fight even if he goes to prison. And he is Republican, by the way. And people told me, Niazi, if anything happened to you, we will surround your house. We will protect you.
El-Tuhafi's son, Ali, is a senior at Central High School in Springfield. He wants to be an engineer.
No matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, what I've seen from both parties, people, whoever they support, they're all incredibly nice. And they're so... they care about me because the unifying thing, the bipartisan thing that they have is human rights. Everyone is a human being and they don't deserve to be treated inhumanely.
Ali says he's using his freedom of speech in this country to speak for his fellow brothers and sisters back in Iraq who might be killed for talking about their own hardships. Niazi and Nahla volunteer at Cox North Hospital in Springfield.
I don't need anything from the government. The only thing I need is a home, a safe home for me and for my family.
Throughout our interview, they refer to the U.S. Founding Fathers, the Monroe Doctrine, and Woodrow Wilson's foreign policy. I ask if they're concerned about discrimination of Arabs or Muslims already in the U.S., kind of similar to how Japanese Americans were treated during World War II. Ali's answer is an adamant no.
That was a different sort of mentality back then. They didn't have access to, you know, technology like we do or, you know, news stations. People's mentalities have changed from, you know, 80 years ago, 90 years ago. People have become more aware.
I'm Jennifer Moore.